Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Live on Sunday.
Super Sunday.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
It's like we've never gone live before.
No,
I know.
We haven't.
Well, we have. I mean,
never.
Tons of, you know, we've been around the block.
This is the first full production live that we put into it. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of technical difficulties just getting that out there probably.
Oh, 100%.
If there's not a full-on meltdown at some point during this, I will be pleasantly surprised.
We got a bunch of people. I see Noah was getting crucified by the AI in the chat playing tic-tac-toe. We got Chase, Jennifer, what's going on? Thank you so much for tuning in. Why don't we fire the randomatron up, see what it fires up first?
Give it a go.
Why not? It really gets in there.
It's
growling.
It basically gives us the layout of the show tonight, and this is what we're starting off with. Woo! Got Tail of the Tape.
Tail of the Tape.
My
Cryptid
God.
Bout. The Grass Man versus the Fuck Monster.
The Fuck Monster, for sure.
Fuck Monster.
Identical height, identical weight.
My only critique for this is I wish they were just kind of like awkwardly moving. Like video game characters, you know, like in the actual UFC. It's just looks so fucking tacky.
I made that this morning. You want to see it again?
That's pretty good. Yeah, I do.
There you go.
All right, so the rest of the stream is just going to be this, playing this over and over and over again.
This on loop.
We're just going to keep showing this.
I like
this.
It.
Brayden's really proud of this one.
Battle of Hairy Hercules is here. I like it.
Okay.
I'm going to just do it one more time. Just to make sure.
One more time.
I mean...
And it doesn't help that it's so much louder than everything else, too.
Yeah.
It's the loudest audio you could ever get, probably.
Is it too loud?
It's fine. No, it's perfect.
It sets a tone.
Yeah.
Woo! The Fuck's Monster. No fucks given. It's a... Man, this is... Ever since Bigfoot won the last Cryptid Crush-a-thon, came out on top, we've had just hairy hominoids coming out of the woodworks.
Hominids.
Hey, some hero just subscribed. Thanks for that. So, you know, obviously in the bracket, we're going to do a nice cryptid bracket. We're going to settle it once and for all who the best cryptid is. Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
As you can see from the tape, I think they're both similar builds, similar backgrounds of these two monstrous hairy hominids. These two, what do they call them? Relict hominoids, perhaps you could call them. Now, they are both from the, I guess you could cut it from middle America, middle of the United States. You've got the Faux monster.
Now you guys got the fuck monster.
Well, he's also known as like, isn't he known as like the boggy swamp bully or whatever too?
Right. Well, yeah. If you've ever seen the Boggy Creek or Boggy Creek. Legend of Boggy Creek or Legend of Boggy Creek 2, The Legend Return, it continues. If you've ever seen two of those movies, that's what... like I have, then you'll understand. Yeah, you'll recognize the Faux monster from Faux, Arkansas, United States. You know, it is, as you can see, it's a very Bigfoot. And like Brayden said, we've seen a lot of these guys coming out of the woodwork. Now that Bigfoot's out there, and now we're playing our theme song again. That's good.
Sorry, boys.
We're talking about that technical difficulty.
No
way.
Just don't touch anything. Ever. You've got these, and we've talked about the Fox Monster before. We've talked about his background, about where he comes from, and that he is known for his powerful build and these long, these very long arms. So he's got a pretty long reach, and so he's a danger from anywhere in the ring, pretty much. With these, he's got what looks like some pretty much razor sharp claws, I assume, ripping off car doors and this and that,
and like based on accounts, really, really aggressive.
So we get the fuck master. He has the reach advantage. Is that what we're saying?
Well, maybe
that may come into play. No, I could expect that to come into play in their bout.
Well, it helps you establish the jab, keep him at range. Like,
right, he might be able to zone him out. Like, you know,
do we know if
like
he's a self claw? is that just fucking? I know before I make my bet.
The other funny thing is. The other thing that with that is the Fox Monster is he's like smelly, right? He's got a stench. He's got
you don't want to grapple. You don't want to grapple with stinky people.
No.
I feel like that's most hairy hominids from below the Bible Belt. Pretty much, you get a pretty powerful smell. Swamp ape. That one. Anyone's
humid.
What are you gonna do? It's like, yeah, it's humid. They've been hanging out in swamps for most of the time. It's just that natural musk that they probably put in. It probably smells good to them. I don't know.
But like the grass man, he's
probably smells good.
Toss some rocks.
I'm sure the grass man smells like fresh cut grass.
It smells
pretty
good.
Fresh cut
wet grass. What a great smell. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. no better Sunday morning. And he's doing a boulder toss. So we're gonna put a poll up. I saw Jennifer said she votes for the Fox Monster. Well, you can get your vote in, and at the end of the show, we'll kind of rein it in and see, who the winner is. So we got, vote. It's in the chat there. You can see it. If you want the Ohio Grassman, or the Fuchs Monster, we'll figure out who the winner is and who's going to move on in the Cryptid Crushathon to name the ultimate cryptid after this. And these matchups are going to get harder. I mean, this is just the first round. We already got two hairy hominids.
I like the term hominoid. I like
Grassman, the hybrid. Fuckmaster. We got it sorted.
Yeah. So it's, it'll be interesting to see who takes it. But we'll get to that near the end of the show. Now, this is before we go any further here, boys. Huge TikToker. I'm on there all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it went viral, remember?
It loves the dancing too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that the toilet head guy? Like, wasn't that?
Yeah, no, that's my claim to fame.
Right. Two million views on Toilet Head Man.
No big deal. Yeah. We do countless other content, and then some guy wears a toilet seat on his head and says, your seat or something.
It said, ladies, take a seat, I think it said.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. On the rim, and he, okay. For about 4 seconds on camera.
But the other thing that I've found is, boys, we've talked a lot of shit over the years about...
This is true.
About flat Earth.
Just in general.
Right? I thought you meant in general. I was like, we're right.
No, in general, we do tend to talk a little shit
about a lot of things.
We've talked lot of shit about flat Earth specifically. And I found a guy who's brought me all the way back around. The Earth's flat.
He presented you undeniable proof. Right. And the Earth is flat.
He
followed the ice wall all the way around and came back full circle.
He has a way of presenting the facts that I just understand, that no one else has taken the time to explain them to me.
How could no one else know what this man knows?
Okay, so I got one of his...
He's obviously been fucking over the firmament or whatever, right? That's what the truth is.
Yeah, so I've got a... Let's see here.
We got David Weiss on the line. Him. 1 second, we'll bring him in.
Well, I'll pull up a video here. This is, what's his name again? Mark Alien Reed.
Cracky McSmoke.
All right, let's watch this here, boys.
Jesus.
And with open mind, please.
Oh, it's Steven Tyler.
All right. All right, here we go.
All right.
wine.
Hmm. Huh?
Wait, what?
What?
I'm lost here. What's he talking
so
about?
So right. The water is sticking to
the bowl?
Okay,
well, obviously
head.
You guys didn't quite understand it. So what you're saying
it's
is,
above my head.
That's above,
if
yeah.
the earth was in fact round, when you'd have a shower, the water would just stick around your head.
Oh, because the gravity of my head would attract the water.
So tonight, live, we're going to try this theory. Easy, whoa, you can do this at
hold
home.
Hold on. Are you doing a fucking science experiment?
Yeah, I wish I had a Bill Nye.
Thing. But he's this Bray Nye. Bill, no, it's Bray Nye, the science guy.
Bray Nye.
You can do this. Everyone, I encourage you to do this at home. All you need is a little paper towel. Throw that down.
I do as well.
Right?
I got paper towel too. Yeah, I got it.
Right?
Let's go.
A ball.
Do I have a ball?
Right? Like the earth.
Fuck, I don't got a ball.
And a syringe of water, my friends.
Syringes.
If the earth is in fact round.
Like that ball.
Like this ball.
Like that ball.
I should be able to put the water on it and the water just sits all around the ball and the tissue paper stays dry.
It makes sense. Yeah.
All right. Let's put this up. Can you guys see that?
I can.
Yep.
This looks more like the fucking Ian Malcolm experiment of chaos theory.
Like Ian Malcolm was right. Life did find a way.
It's going off in all different directions. What's going on
here?
Your
balls are wet. Your balls are wet. So where do we go from here?
Okay, balls got wet. That means...
How many ply is that?
That's the downy? You know what? I shouldn't use Bounty Ultra.
Yeah, that's going to soak that right up.
Wet, baby. Right? Just rolls right off the ball.
I've never never had someone make it so clear and so easy to understand.
Yeah, explain that.
As this experiment right here.
Solid case for the world. Being fled.
And the thing is, I'm like, this guy has so many great nuggets. Like, listen to this one. I've never thought about this.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
PL. Like, he just leaves out the one letter. Where is it?
Okay. All right. I'm following.
That makes sense as well.
Yeah.
So
I like how when he says it, he just forgets the E was in there. He just says P O L.
Yeah. P O L. I pull.
Right. Nice. Good.
Yeah.
And I trust him because of the smile. He's got a trusting smile.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm sure there's some type of ice involved.
He's got trusting cheekbones, in my opinion.
I now understand why people are distracted by my eyebrows. Because that's all I can see of this fucking guy. That's it.
Now,
I'm sorry, my eyes are down here.
Well, Dan, I can almost guarantee you've been to the dentist more than this guy.
That's why
you should not be trusted. What does a dentist use?
Fluoride.
Fluoride. Oh. Yeah. This guy's never had an ounce of fluoride in his life. Okay?
It's true. Thinking clearly.
So he knows
what's up.
Pole ice, boys.
It's all coming together. Pole ice.
My question, I was like, well, what about in other languages? Don't forget that.
No, forget those ones.
Pelusia.
It's all pole. They're hiding it right there. There you go. So maybe I'll bust out more experiments in another live if you need them, if you're not already convinced.
Yeah, if you're not already on the flat earth train.
Yeah. I'm sold.
And Andrew, what do we have from you? What was going on? You had a crypto watch?
Well, I was thinking like we have people sending in their sightings and videotapes and stuff like that, but we never get any cryptid sightings. So I'd like to encourage people to start submitting their cryptid sightings so we can start reading them off. Cause I found one the other day that I thought was kind of interesting, and they got this website that has a bunch of them and they're recent. So anyways, if any of you guys have a cryptid sighting, send it in, man. We want to hear about it. This one's interesting. It's about he's an ice logger working in Peace River. And I guess the camp chef there has a bit of a relationship with a possible hairy hominid. So I'll read the encounter.
Hominoid.
Supposedly hominoid. Hominid, I thought. It's fucking hominid.
That's,
no?
I like say hominoid. Hominoid is cooler.
Hominoid. So we're coining hominoids now. So this came in on Friday, May 26th of 2023. So quite recent. I'd like to tell you a story. I was working as an ice logger in Peace River, Alberta. Now, mind you, I'm only there 4 months a year. But I will tell you that we have a nice camp, a nice setup, and we go 24/7 hauling wood for the big chippers. And chips go to China as wood, heat, etc. Anyhow, we had to bridge out where we have to take the big chip trucks across, and there were six of us there. Some idiot trucker threw out a bag of trash right on the river. Mind you, at this time in the season, it was 40 degrees below. We all saw these big tracks come out of the, we all saw the big tracks come out to this bag and rifle through it. This thing, whatever it was, dragged its feet, and whether to hide its prints or what, but all of us are tough, bruised, battered, and scared loggers who would never say a word to each other. Just looks, or I guess, glare at each other. But we knew there was something there in the woods. We've done our work and we got the hell out of there. This is the thing. Truck drivers don't have to stay in the woods. Whatever it was did not like that bag of trash thrown there. We were not allowed at night. We were not allowed at night when we were skidding to go 5 feet from the machine. That sounds kind of weird. Have your smoke, but don't go too far. Now, this is written down as an offense if you do it. So I guess not allowed hacking darts outside for too long.
Not in the forest, man. You burn it down.
On the forest. It's fucking freezing out.
Fucking never know, boy.
Smokey the Bear is going to come out and fucking suplex you if you're just hacking darts in the woods, I guess. Our old cook, well, she is not that old, but she told us not to throw food out of the camp because it would cause ravens to come in and cause a racket in the morning because the boys work 12-hour shifts and hate to get woke up. Anyways, this night I was on days at the time and could not sleep. So after supper, I stayed around the kitchen talking to her. She is a Plains Cree lady and I'm a Mi'kmaq. So after a while, like 9 or 9:30, I noticed her bagging stuff up, like leftover dinner. I said, I will take that out for you. Our trash bins are bear-proof with heavy lids. She said, no. So I watched her take this bag outside and lay it beside the bear-proof bins. I was thinking, what the fuck? I did not ask her much or why she does that, but in a way, she said it was for her big friend. I did not go see if the food was gone as I work 12-hour shifts, but I do watch here after supper or breakfast. She puts certain things aside for somebody or something. Anyways, I just thought that was a little bit weird. So supposedly this Creed lady is feeding
fucking Bigfoot.
Right? Gotta be.
What else?
Big hairy friend.
It seems strange. Like why you wanted to bring Bigfoot? Like they're all...
Well, she's obviously got some type of partnership going, right?
I suppose.
Well,
yeah. Right? This is not the first time I've heard of people.
That depiction of Bigfoot looks.
Yeah.
He's so fuzzy. Cool. Like, listen, that guy's getting shampooed and conditioned. You know what I mean? Right? He's getting blown out.
He's getting blown out, buddy.
He's getting blown out. And, you know, he looks well kept. So I'm going to say, goofy, like, I don't even think this lady's just feeding him.
He's going farther.
Look at those brows of him, man. But I want to know. He's got better brows than you.
What's she getting in the bargain, though? That's what I want to know. Because he's getting fed. He's getting
the loggers aren't getting eaten by Bigfoot. That's what
this is. Fair trade.
You're getting the old Red Rocket.
It is interesting, though, that they've seen
Red Rocket. That's the question.
They've seen Bigfoot tracks, and then you have this lady that potentially is feeding Bigfoot. Right, because you'd think it's got to be something somewhat intelligent or else you would see those bags ripped apart and fucking garbage and shit everywhere.
Well, that's
right?
Why I'm thinking that it said it went to the bag and it rifled through the garbage bag. So is it now accustomed to just like any garbage bag that goes out? Because she's putting stuff out in garbage bags, right? So is any garbage bag it sees, is it just going out and like checking out the garbage bag thinking it's food or?
Potentially. Well, maybe he knows, like that's a drop spot though. Like, so he knows like, okay, this is the good. And she's putting, but she's putting in good food, I'd imagine. Like, right. Not half-eaten shit. Seems to keep Bigfoot happy.
He said that the things were bear-proof. He said that the trash cans were bear-proof. I assume they're not Bigfoot-proof. Like,
no, not is anything big-proof?
No.
Bigfoot-proof?
No. Oh.
Definitely not.
It's possible. We had Chase B in the chat saying, I live in Michigan. My bud has some videos of what he claims is dog man. I'll try to get them for you.
Michigan let's dog go. Man. Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. 100%. That's
send those in.
Yeah. Let's send, see the, any cryptid stories, footage, whatever you got.
Yeah, we want to see it.
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
What's coming up next year?
Oh. Space News.
Woo! Space News! And what do we got on the space news front?
We have an update from a while ago from one that we had when they had that Japanese lunar lander mysteriously disappear slash crash.
It wasn't that the one that just absolutely exploded all over the ground?
They were pretty sure, yeah. Like the feed cut out as it was landing and they weren't really sure what was happening.
Yeah. And then there was like the huge destruction mark on the moon. They're like, we're not 100% sure what that is.
Well, it's been confirmed now. NASA put out some, gathered some photo evidence that confirmed that the craft pretty much came to rest in pieces near its intended landing site. So we got at least there and then kind of broke into four separate pieces. So this is the Hakuto R spacecraft that was supposed to be...
We got more toe fungus?
I don't have toe fungus.
Jesus.
What is going on?
I swear, fungus boy.
I've never looked this up.
I've never had an ad for that. Why is that?
I'll send Feedbook Live.
Feed Book Live.
So you got fucking, by this, you should have, every one of your toenails should have fungus and you should have abs by now. If we were to bleed your fucking abs.
Yeah, you need that fucking calorie burning electrolysis machine. Nail fungus is a contagious infection.
I just marked it as inappropriate.
Talk to your doctor, nailfungus.ca.
I'll show my feet if I have to, but
no, save that for the OnlyFans.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's literally the two back-to-back. Wow. Like,
that's
on,
all you have on your ads is nail fungus. Yeah. It's just the more we talk about it, the more it shows up.
It's unbelievable.
That's the algorithm in play right now.
Yeah. What if it's like your region base? It's like everybody on
your island trying to tell you something.
Toe fungus. Like everybody on the island has fucking toe fungus.
I don't have it.
You're the one person who doesn't have it. So this is the Hokuto R spacecraft, which is the brainchild of the Japanese space company iSpace. And it was pretty much it was set up to be the first private lunar lander to successfully touch down on the moon. But, best laid plans and all that didn't occur exactly as planned. And it did come to rest, just not in the way that they thought it went. So the pretty much the next day after it crashed, so April 26th, NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, or the LOR. Ooh, what is that?
You just fucking, you gotta relax on those ones and twos, buddy.
What are you up to?
I was prepping the next thing and I fucking hit too many buttons there. Hey, it's a work in progress, all right? Like, you don't even know all the gizmos in front of me and I'm dealing with some nasty foot fungus.
Right? Life's tough.
It's hard to think after you get rattled like that in public.
The other thing that happened in space or near space is we have that there were 1,000 Lego astronauts lifted off into space just the other day, which I thought was interesting. They finally made it.
Isn't that like one of the only pieces that's basically is looked the same from like the 70s?
Lego astronaut guy?
Lego man? Yeah.
Yeah. Astronaut guy. It's a classic. Yeah. It's a classic figure. apparently there was a specially designed platform that looked like a mini space shuttle that was attached to like a stratospheric balloon attached by a team of space architects and engineers from Slovakia. And they put these guys up into, so it wasn't just 1,000 on the single one. It was actually like a series of balloons. I think it was about like 300 or so per balloon, and they had to 3D print basically these specially designed space shuttle like vehicles that were made with basically like lightweight carbon composite material so that they wouldn't drag the balloons down, but they put them all on there. They have video of it. If you search it up, it's just kind of, it's neat to watch these little,
whatever planet these crash land on, they're going to be under the weirdest invasion. You see all these balloons coming in like, whoa, no. And then they finally land.
Well, that would be Earth, since it's a balloon, and they did come back down.
So, I thought they're going to space.
No, it's a balloon.
Balloons don't go to space. Why are you putting spacemen in fucking not going to space?
I wish I had my fake news sound button ready to go.
Balloons don't go to space.
Fake news.
They hit the glass dome. They hit the glass dome above the Earth, or the Earth plate.
There we go. Firmament.
Yeah, there you go.
We also had this week a couple good UFO videos. First off is one from hovering lights on the horizon, flew up vertically and formed a triangle shape and faded over the horizon. This was in California in the United States. This happened on May 10th. Let's see if I can get the video up here for everyone to see here. Boom. See if he is.
Got some stars.
Okay.
It's 3 minutes. I don't know if we'll watch the whole thing, but we take a look.
Dan, what's he saying? What am I looking for here?
These triangle lights. That's it. They're floating.
Those are your UAPs.
Stationary.
Yeah.
Therefore, probably exo-atmosphere. I thought they're going to like come together in a triangle.
Like they're kind of.
I think at the beginning, you see one. Do you see one rising in there at the beginning there? Like right here? It looks like they're rising.
No, I think it tilts
that one a little bit.
That one's fucking China rising. Lanterns for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Chinese lanterns.
We did have that on a shirt.
Yeah, that's
we should put that on a shirt.
Yeah. We got that on a shirt if you head to the merch store. Let's. Ooh. I mean, they're drifting. It does look suspiciously like some China lanterns.
When will people China learn lanterns. Stop putting China lanterns up there?
So yeah, they're incredibly dangerous. Possibility.
Why can people stop putting them up there?
They're the cause of thousands of forest fires every year.
They are a plague upon our society. Stop it. So we can get to the bottom of the UFO phenomenon without having to contend with China lanterns.
This next one was, my family friend and I, saw this and we are curious as to what we saw. This is from Florida and this was February 1st, 2023. Let's take a peek at this one here. This is at 3:30 p.m.
Got some specs. This is a tough one to see, really.
I can see like little...
You definitely see a plane there.
I don't know if it's scary. Like,
I don't know about this one. I can't really see shit.
See, like, I think I see them. What she's talking about?
There's like little white dots,
little specks. Yeah, but they're just not moving.
I couldn't. I couldn't rule out balloons at this point. Something like that. Like,
that's a lot of balloons at one point. But yeah, I guess so.
It's also like PCB. What is it? Florida, like Party Beach.
Weird stuff.
That's true.
Maybe. But in February? Was there an event in February? Like we could look into that and
maybe
take a peek, right?
Like I got no hard body craft.
It's Florida. It's Florida. Like it's still like warm down there.
it's interesting because I'm trying to see if she had any other write up. She just said these. She actually was driving down Highway 44, saw them, got out of the car to take the video. She's looking for answers. She said these little bubbles appeared in the sky out of nowhere. At first, she thought she maybe saw just a few, and then more appeared. Then about 30 of the white glowing objects filled the sky for about 20 or 30 minutes as they floated towards the sun, and then they disappeared from sight.
Super suspicious.
Yeah. Suspiciously suspicious, says the chat.
Suspiciously, yeah. It is suspicious.
Suspiciously suspicious.
Now these next two are submissions that are my favorite. I'm going to start this next one at about halfway, 30 seconds in, because the payoff at the end is my favorite. So this one is, where was this one submitted? This was over Jakarta, a cigar-shaped craft. That he sent in to MUFON because he wanted to take a closer look. And his dad took this footage and he wants to know what in the hell this could possibly be. So his dad took this footage, showed him.
Okay.
He submitted it to MUFON. And we just wait for the end, the payoff at the end's the best. So let's see if we can play it here.
It looks like a plane.
Wait, it's a cigar-shaped object.
Okay.
Wait for it.
That's definitely a plane.
Wait for it.
Oh. What do you say?
Okay, it's a jet.
It's my favorite thing. Because at the beginning of the video, he's like, what the hell is that? What am I looking at here? What am I looking at? It gets closer and you're like, it's fucking obviously a plane. You can kind of make out some wings.
It looks like a plane.
It's a jet. That's a jet for sure. Just so great. Like, it's the stuff that MUFON has to deal with they go through hundreds.
Why did he submit
hundreds.
It to MUFON? Why did he, the guy said it's a jet in the video. Why did he submit it to MUFON?
Well, I think he submitted
it. Was his dad, right?
Yeah, he submitted it because he obviously didn't watch the full video. Right? He obviously didn't watch the full video. And the beginning of the video is his dad going like, oh, what is that? What is this? What is this thing?
Then he just said it in. Okay. All right. Okay.
So funny. And then we got one last one. This is my other favorite. This guy, and feel free to send us these UFO videos that you get. You may, when you're looking at this one, think that just looks like a break in the clouds. Let's see.
I like the confidence.
All right.
Oh, he knows the language.
How does he know?
How does
this guy must have an implant?
Why would it be? How does Translator. He know it's an A? Like, is that the sound it made? Oh, okay, there's
Dan. Maybe he's an abductee, man.
No, I'd be like, he's like, in their language, that's an A. But I'm like, no, A is our language. It's English. Does it make the sound of an A?
Like, you can make those videos at home. Just when you're on a cloudy day, if you see the sky breaking, boom, you got yourself a UAP. You can check out those.
Their language, that's an A. It's like the sound of an A, like the phonetic sound. I'm going to be stuck on this for a while.
But like, seriously, like I scour MUFON and like in a 3 month period, like you will find maybe like two or three videos that you're like, all right, that's interesting. There.
That's weird.
And the rest are like that.
It's always fun to get the really fun ones, like that one Vegas one that had the cloud reflection one.
Yes, the strip club.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite one because it was just so wild. Like, it just got really nuts. But I don't know if MUFON's like, I don't know if they've seen a dip. I don't think so. Or they just seen, I think they get more.
Get more, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they're getting more. Things because people know MUFON is now kind of like general knowledge that people know about it, and that you can submit your UFO videos there or here. You can send them to us.
Yeah, 100%.
We're a better source.
You know what's funny? This person is going to get mad at me, but
Who cares?
I'll prep the video I'll prep the video for next one. You know what? I will. I don't care. Share the vehicle, but the footage, you know what? It's too bad. Someone sent us a video. They're like, first off, they sent us like spammed us with messages and then was like, hey,
sure.
Like, is anyone monitoring this channel?
Oh yeah.
And, so I finally was like, hey, like, yeah, what's going on? They're like, my son works at this plant and he got a video of a UFO. And he, like, we can't show it. It can't be released. And I'm like, okay, well, listen, got me hooked. And over the course of like the next 3 weeks, he'd be like, I can't send it. I'm trying to send it. It won't send. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like whatever. So I start to lose interest. And then finally he's like, I got it. Here's the video. And he sends me the video of and he goes, let me know what you think.
So he sends it to you. It's just a stranger on the internet. But he said, don't share.
Well, he sent it to us. Like,
Everybody knows that we are internationally recognized UFO experts.
Yeah. And
yes.
Especially Brady.
And he goes,
alien theorists. Like,
yeah. So he goes, let me know what you think. So I'm looking at this video and it's like a really far out shot of like a gate at night. So like, you know, when those cameras like have like a nice illumination effect.
Sure.
For like night.
Well, I've watched this. You guys didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
How did you not watch after that conversation? How did you not watch it?
You see what appears to be some sort of like mosquito or some sort of bug, mayfly or something, land on the lens and they like move around and it's crawling on the lens. Like it moves like a buck, right? And then goes off the lens in the corner. And I go, oh yeah, well, I've seen videos like this. I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be looking at, but if it's the thing in the right-hand corner, I mean, it's a bug. Like that's what it is. This person got so fucking mad at me. So mad at me. Like, you so idiot. Mad. Like we argued for a day.
You spent a lot of time on that for some reason. Yeah.
I don't know if I replied to anyone more than I've replied to that guy. Maybe I can find the video. I don't know if I can find it on the fly.
Well, are you allowed to play it?
It's because you had nothing to do that day.
No, I didn't. That's right. So he was like, that it's huge. It's 30 feet long. And I'm like, he's like, look how big it is compared to the car. I'm like, yeah, that's because the car is 100 feet away.
I remember looking at our Instagram and being like, there's this like, keep getting notifications on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? And I'm like, checking the thing. It's just Brayden like flaming this guy. It's just like,
I thought I was being thoughtful of my response, but it also didn't make any sense. So.
No, there was definitely a threshold that you would like, and then you were like, I don't give a fuck.
It got to a point
after 8 hours. I think
the meter was charged, and then you're good.
You're like, I'm out. Like, okay, whatever, man.
It's
funny because I watched it too.
I was like, oh, maybe because I watched it, I was like, oh, maybe it is something interesting. Like maybe it is like a ball of light, like moving around, like leaving a trail. And it's like, I know it's definitely a bug.
I wish I could remember his name.
It's interesting. I don't know.
I won't say his name, but.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to kind of be like, I don't know. We've seen so many UFO videos. Like we've seen tons of them. Like we should probably be MUFON experts.
Oh yeah, yeah. 100% we could.
But it's like, yeah, when you show stuff to us, it's like usually like we've seen something like that. Like we've seen something exactly like that or similar to that. And but that one was like, nah, that's a bug. Like
it was so unbelievably a bug.
And the fact that you're telling us like this can't be what is it like it can't be released or like you know like get in trouble for releasing it and we're
you will not I said you can send this to anyone. I was like this is not confidential information, it's a bug, sorry man.
It's not some kind of classified technology unless it's some kind of like
what if it is
bug
just,
bot,
just
like, I don't
fucking
know.
Passively salt in this guy's wounds that whole conversation. it was so passive,
just working him up,
like, poor fucking
get him worked up
because you know there's funny. No one I know that's better at doing that than Brayden.
He's top tier, he gets them all
spun up, man. Like
I've seen grown men I've seen grown men so mad they're in tears at Brayden. Brayden's just smiling like seriously.
Well,
like,
as soon as I have the hooks in, then I'm like, okay.
You don't ever let up.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, now I got you. Yeah, let's see if I can find this guy. I'm looking through everything to find it.
And this is what he's doing. This is what he does.
But you know what? I'll just prep it for next week. I'm sure I can find it once I scour it, but I'll prep it for next week. But it got to the point where he's like, show the other guys, idiot, and then let Lee know what he said. So I just answered for everyone. I was like, it just made
it. Yeah, I think I saw it. I said something like, that's a bug. And then Bray's like, Dan, this is a bug.
Yeah. So fucking mad. And then it's funny because like we went and I told you guys in the chat, I said, cause this guy was so fucking mad. He was like, I was a fan of yours, you piece of shit. And I was like, you sent me and asked me what I thought. And now you don't like what I'm telling you.
If you give us honest feedback, we give you honest feedback. Like, and then it's like,
if this was something amazing, I would have been like, yo, you got something. This is incredible. But like when you send me a video of a fucking bug, sorry, buddy.
Looks like a bug. And, you can't tell me it's not a bug. Like,
I just kept going. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get him around. And he's like, you can see this. Like, this is an incredible video. I said, it is an amazing video of a bug. It's amazing. Whatever you got there. Incredible. Then I flipped around. I was like, yeah, it's got to be a 30-foot bug.
Dude, how many hit lists are you on?
Me? Oh, yes. Tons.
Tons.
Yeah.
Tons of hit lists.
No wonder you can't move back. No wonder you can't move back here. You probably have fucking hits all over the town.
Yeah. It's a lot of work for someone to come and knock me off. You know what I mean? Like they gotta
get there. Yeah.
Fucking what a drive.
You're not that high on the list.
If you were living in a major city, you would have bricks through your window on the daily. Like
at some point the trip's gonna be worth it.
Yeah. Eventually he's gonna have
somebody's gonna have a really good video.
I brought him all the way back around. Right?
Not anymore. Torched him on live. He's gone.
He's gone again.
Listen, if you're a fan of our show and you're this person, hey, it was a good laugh. We all had fun. Because
I've been there.
And don't make me release the chat, because at the end, you came around. Took about 48 hours. You messaged me. You said, you know what? Kind of see what you're seeing. And I'm like, listen.
Did you get a case of food poisoning? Because at one point he said, around?
What makes you qualified to look at this and tell me it's a bug? And I was like, I have looked at so many fucking UFO videos.
Literally hundreds.
Thousands. Wait,
you also sent it to me. So why, like, what are we doing here? You wanted my opinion. I gave you my opinion. It's not what you wanted to hear. And now I'm the asshole? Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. I don't know. Zell, did you have something special planned?
What?
You had something special? That
little
something?
You sing song for everybody, Zell?
Yeah. What did I have planned?
Song? A musical interlude?
Are you talking about you want to open the lines?
Yeah. Why don't we open the lines towards the end of the show?
I got the old cosmic phone here.
I like it.
I don't know if it will work because we were going to do a test call and then I forgot to re-ask before the show. Yes. So can we do a test call? Then we couldn't find the phone and then I just kind of forgot to ask again.
Mm. Test call live. So if you got a quick story, that's incredible. Or you got a question you want to ask the boys, our thoughts on a theory, or you want to tell us a theory, you can call 1-833-703-0424. Is that right, Zell?
That sounds right. Put it on the screen if you can.
It's the cosmic channel.
Who's calling?
The cosmic channel's number.
The old cosmic line is still active.
It's still there.
It's been dialed down to the almost free tier, so there's no voicemail, no call waiting. It says first through gets the call. There's no holds. So if you call and we answer,
at the top of the screen.
Like that. Look that how
at the bottom of the screen.
Holy smokes! I mean, fucking that's amazing. Impressive.
We're professionals. We're professional streamers.
That's impressive.
Eat your heart out, Jamie.
Crushing it.
So if you got something, call Zell. Zell answer the lines.
We'll see if it works. If it works.
In the meantime, if while we're waiting for our first call, Zell, at any point interrupt. Or waiting for the first call. If you're on our Patreon, patreon.com/alientheorizing, you support us at $10 or more. You get entered into the Meet Draw. At the end of every month, we do a little spin the wheel and you get a little something from the boys. A little kickback. Mm-hmm. A little kickback. Mm-hmm. You probably get I don't know, it's summertime. So if you want a sweater, I usually connect with the person to see what they kind of want. Maybe two shirts, some stickers.
We'll get you
out.
We'll see.
And let's look at the Meet Draw. There we go. Get the Meet Draw right there.
That's pretty
get
nice.
Get it.
Right? Let's go.
Your number could be in there.
Brandon from the Meet Draw. He's got his buckets of meat. He's ready to hand them out.
Let's see who the winner of this month's Meet Draw is.
Oh,
Iva Brown. You are the Meet Draw winner. I will be reaching out to you probably the next day or two to get your address and whatnot and get you some swag. So congratulations to Iva Brown. Thanks for supporting the show.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
The Meet Draw's back, baby.
Yeah. And if you're thinking you're on the fence, like that could have been your name. That could have been your name up there.
Could have been. Listen. Yeah. Listen, you can't.
When they win, they should get serenaded with a fucking thank you for being a fan.
Thank you for being a fan.
We should make a little theme song.
Golden Girl song.
Us telling you a bug and coming around again.
We could definitely do that song.
Your heart is true. You're a friend and a
confidant and a theorist. Yeah.
Theorist too.
Yeah, we could crush that for sure.
I think people, dude, people don't realize the amount of shit that we have on our Patreon. Like, it's a ridiculous amount of audio content that, like, when I go back through that, I'm like, holy shit, there's a lot of stuff on here. Fucking, we got like all the tons of our prototype podcasts. We've got a couple other ones on there, just like everything. And I think a lot of people forget that it's like we have a Discord. Like, we have a Discord if you're not on the Patreon. Like, we, our Patreon is our first kind of the great filter.
Yeah.
If we had a public Discord, people are like, oh, why don't you have a public Discord? If we had a public Discord, I guarantee we would have had to nuke that thing a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
The Discord's a direct line.
Yeah. As like direct line to us. That's the quickest way to message us or and like ask us questions and stuff. Like, that's boom. That's
maybe,
you.
Maybe except for Andrew. How many?
Andrew answers mentions. Like, usually if he gets mentioned. Yeah.
I try to. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. There was a while there where I tried to open up Patreon and it took me somewhere else. And I'm like, I don't know what's going
Forget
on.
Forget it.
I had like
Forget
one channel. It. I just fucking, I turfed it. I couldn't do it anymore. I'm back on though. It's good.
Yeah, someone try the line because I want to see if it works. Number one.
Yeah, yeah. We got to test it.
Test call.
It's been a while since Cosmic Channels. That system had been deactivated, but I recalibrated. Just didn't test it. So we'll find out here. Someone else call me then if no one wants to call in the chat.
You want me to?
The other thing we got is our Alien Theorists Facebook group where people send copious amounts of memes. This one's... Andrew, how accurate is this one?
Let me see. Well, first of all, he's got great head of hair, so that's terrible. Not right.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. When people see my toys and think I'm rich. Yeah, no, I'm terribly responsible. Yeah. Yeah. My desk is littered with them. No, I haven't. Dude, I turf all the shopping apps for my phone. I'm off. I'm in remission.
Remission.
Done.
That's why Andrew wants a flip phone.
The shopping cancer's gone.
So you're not cured. Is this in remission?
It's in remission. I got rid of
Facebook. As soon as you get a little extra money, too, you'll be back, is what you're saying.
No. Nah. I got it's diapers, boys. Fucking diapers.
We're going to see here. There might be someone on the line. Hello?
Hi, boys.
Hey.
What's up?
And we can hear you first.
Yeah, we can hear
this
you?
This is amazing. Yeah. This is incredible. Yeah. Can they hear
you guys
us?
You can hear me? Pod Mom is calling to check on you. Are you all behaving?
We're good.
Yes. What's up?
Okay. Well, everybody was being lazy, and if I didn't call, Noah was going to, and you know now that.
Hey.
I thought he was for sure.
I thought for sure he was calling.
I thought so too.
Oh, no. I messaged him and said, don't you dare.
Pod Mom. Oh, that's great.
Thank you. All right. It worked. You guys awesome. Are good. Very on. Perfect. Love awesome. You all.
Thanks, bye-bye. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jared.
Hey, week 1. Week 1, Lions are coming to kick the Chiefs' ass.
There they go.
I hope you know that.
Oh, I switched to the Steelers.
Oh, you're a Steelers fan now?
What?
How's that happen?
Because my friend that I grew up with, his son plays
that's
for
right.
the Steelers.
He plays for the Steelers now. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm
glad you did that because I genuinely think the Lions can beat the Steelers. Because we're not going to beat the Chiefs.
Now Andrew's not just talking shit.
Yeah, now it's true.
No, I wouldn't doubt it. He was actually in town this week. He ran a football. He does a, for the kids, he runs a football clinic once a year.
Oh, that's awesome. Give him back.
Kind of a series. It's really cool. He's a good guy. So, all right.
That's awesome.
All right.
Carry nice, on. Jennifer. Behave yourself.
All right.
Take
care, Jennifer.
Bye.
See ya. So it works.
Yeah, the line works first try. What? Oh,
there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's like
you were paying for it and it didn't do
paid
that.
For it. Now, now we're on the basically free version and now it works. I think we got another call right away. Let's just bring him on. Hello.
Wow. Bring him in.
Hello.
Hello. Woo. You're live.
Hello.
What's your name? Hello. Where are you calling from?
This is a Bandito.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Yeah, in the chat, we're down to the basically free version. So there's bare bones. There's no holds, no call.
Yeah,
waiting.
But it's gonna make me leave a message.
Does it even have a message? I don't even know if it does.
It did. It said, sorry, we can't come to the phone. Leave us a message.
We don't get it. Like,
did you leave one?
It just goes into the black hole.
Because I thought the line wasn't working. I didn't realize because I had paused the show because I was calling. So I didn't realize someone else was on the phone.
Oh, sweet. We know the line works. That's awesome.
There you go.
Yeah,
you got a theory, question, or story you wanted to share?
Let's hear it.
I don't know. I mean, sure, let's say a story real fast.
Sure.
So I have kind of the two-part story, let's say, kind of. So we have property up in the mountains here. I'm in Idaho. And some years back, my mom and my aunt, this is a third party story. My mom and my aunt were up camping, and she told me that one night her and my aunt were sitting out at the campfire, and it was dark. So 10, 11 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden overhead, she said a light came and kind of stopped above them. And we do have fire planes out there, but they usually don't fly at night. They're usually just during the day to spot fires up there. And they didn't hear anything, so pretty sure it wasn't a helicopter. But she said the light stopped kind of above them and kind of shone down on them for like 15, 20 seconds. And then flew off, all silent-like. So she told me that last summer. And then last summer when I was here visiting before I moved back, we were up camping. And I always sit out there at night at the campfire, and I stare up and we watch for satellites going over. And, you know which ones are satellites because they always travel in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And planes, you know, obviously are going too. You can see those, but you can see the flashers on them. So you know if it's a plane or if it's a satellite. Well, all of a sudden, I saw a light, like a little dot way up high, come in from an opposite direction. Everything was basically going, well, I don't know the directions up there because once I get up there, I get all turned around. But they're going from my back to my front, basically. They're going from my back to my front. And then all of a sudden, one comes in from my left really slow. And satellites kind of have a generic speed that you can tell too, right?
Yeah.
So one comes in from the left and it goes really slow through my field of sky that's above me. And like kind of gets to a middle point and seems to almost slow down and stop. And then just slowly continues on through all the way through to the right side before it disappeared over the trees. And I mean, it very well could have been a satellite, but it was really, really slow. There were no lights flashing like a plane. And like I said, because it kind of came to a slowish kind of stop in the middle. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say it's a satellite, just because it makes me feel a little bit better. But with the whole light thing that my mom told me about, and then that kind of all in the same weekend, it was very strange.
Could be something else.
And there was no missing time or anything from your mom when that light hit her?
No. No. They just said it like, well, what she said is like, it was like about 15 seconds that there was a light overhead. And, you know, like you would hear if it were a helicopter, you know, spotlighting for anything.
Right.
Like spotlighting fires. But, and you would hear a plane too, if it were like one of our little like Cessnas that were flying over for a fire spotter, but they don't fly at night. They just, because you can sit in the tower and you can see fires pop up at night. I mean, that's what fire is, light, and you can see the light in the dark. So it was just very strange.
Weird. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, that's not what I do. I just, when I go up now, I'm just going to start to keep staring at the sky and see if I ever see anything again going to the left, to the right. Front to back. Like I said, I need to learn directions when I'm up there, but
it's whatever. You know, we've said it before. If you go out on a clear day with somewhere with not a lot of light pollution, you go sit out there and look at a sky for 2 hours, you're going to see at least one thing where you're like, okay, that was a little weird. That had a weird trajectory. Yeah. That didn't look right. So like, I tell everyone, I was like, go sit out there. You will see something. All these people that are like, oh, you can do meditation and all these CE5 and, you know, Greer and all this stuff that they say you can meditate and then you'll see these things. Half of it is just sitting out there. Like, just go sit out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of that other stuff.
It's just the patience of sitting out there.
Exactly. Grab a beer, get a comfy chair, lean back, one of those anti-gravity chairs. And
I love those chairs.
Keep those eyes. Keep those eyes on the skies.
Hell yeah.
And for as long as you can stay awake in those chairs.
I have a cot that I laid down last summer that I'm going to do again this summer. Just lay a cot out there and just, you know, stare up. And you get the firelight, but that doesn't really mess with the sky up there because it's so far up. You know, you're so far out of the city. It's pitch black. It's awesome. Love it.
That is awesome. Hell yeah.
So, dope.
That's cool. My story.
Awesome. Hey,
thanks for calling in.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. The lines are working.
Cosmic channels are hot.
Yeah.
All right. Talk later.
Talk to you later. Bye. The cosmic line has been rekindled.
Yeah. Selena Savoy was saying, what the fuck was that? I think it was a pop-up ad for Toe Fungus.
I think it might have been.
Started playing. It was like, all of a sudden I look and like one of my internet tabs is playing audio. I was like, well, that's weird. Turn that off.
It says it's Fox News too. So they're really targeting you.
And Zach Orange said, Braden's no Tay Zonde. Who's Tay Zonde?
Fuck's Tay Zonde?
Oh, buddy. I love Tay Zonde. Chocolate rain.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some say dry and others will remain.
That best part, best part of that video too is him describing what he was doing. Like, I lean away from the microphone so I don't breathe into it.
Chocolate rain makes you walk across the street again.
All right. There's one more call. Let's do one more call here. Why not?
Let's just do a couple. I got another full beer. So.
All right.
I mean, unless we're.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you all doing today?
Oh,
what's going on, Noah?
This is a familiar voice.
Somebody. Yep.
Last time we talked to you, you got yourself in a little accident. How are you feeling?
Well, feeling a lot better now. It's been a few good months since then. And it wasn't a very memorable experience, unless you count the hospital where I got some pain meds and felt high for the first time, but other than that, I'm fine.
Did you enjoy that at least?
Oh, I think I did, and I think I annoyed my mother to the point where she was mad at herself for not filming it.
You gotta get people when they're all doped up. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
After someone gets their wisdom teeth out, hilarious for about 1 hour. Anyways, what happened in the accident? What did you break?
Nothing we did. It's nothing we did. The other driver. What happened was that we're just driving down the street. We were just going to go and turn into a place. Forgot the name of the place. I should remember it, but it was a place where they serve Italian food. They were going to get for takeout, and we didn't notice until the second this person hit us. It was this black car comes like I turn, and all of a sudden this black dude comes and just T-bones us real hard. I might have just hit my. It was bad. Like she hit us real good, right off the road into the parking lot. Thank God, we were okay. Well, not really. We were kind of shaken up bad. I had gotten tightness in my chest from the, because I was starting to scream like as if I was dying, even though I wasn't, but I still felt like a nice, good enough tightness in my chest from it. Apparently I had hit my, when she hit the door, the T-bone desk, apparently I hit my head on the door.
I didn't really.
Yeah, but the thing is, I really didn't know how I didn't really hit my head until I looked over, and I was like, "Well, when the car went on from when they towed it away, I went inside to grab some stuff out of the car before they had to, you know, tow it." And I was looking at the door, and I was like, "That really caved in real good. I really had to hit my head there because."
All right, no, sorry, Nova. So
we're in after hours now, buddy.
Yeah, so
just rolled over.
Boom, we're after hours. So you got T-boned. You got T-boned. You got sent to the hospital. Yeah, you smacked your head off the window, but you recovered. There's no lingering injuries. It's all kind of healing up.
Yeah, and I also
good to hear, man.
I also felt like I'm in the hospital. Yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah,
you got nice to hear from the guys again.
Hell yeah, man! You got lucky. That's awesome. Like glad, glad no long term injuries. Hopefully, you heal up. Yeah. All good.
We're happy to hear you're all right.
But having said that, we got to let you go. See you later, buddy. Peace. Next caller.
Yeah, it's after hours. Also,
we're back,
baby.
You
got to have a question. You got to have a theory, or you got to have a UFO story or a paranormal story or something. Because, listen, we're not in the mood. We're not getting paid for overtime here. We're not getting paid overtime rates.
We're not getting paid at all, okay?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, nobody wants
to. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared, though.
1-833-703-0424. Come on. We want to hear what you got to say. As long as it's good.
Hey, it's fun to get hung up on as well.
That can be bad, too.
Why is Braden Renner subscribing to our stream? What's going on here?
Yeah, why do you keep doing that, buddy?
I popped up a couple times.
I was trying to rig the vote, and then people were fucking voting against me. Because we're in a deadlock tie between the Grassman and the Fuchs Monster. So I was like, oh, I'll make one of them win. I'll cast a vote. And then people were like, you're trying to rig it. Tied it back up. I was like, God damn it. It doesn't work in a tie, people. Someone vote who you think's going to win.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to decide a tie.
I think we just pick our favorite.
There are no ties in the Cryptic Crushathon.
He's the judge. League? If it comes to that's going to the judges, basically.
The Cryptid, right? Wrestling Federation, CWF, Cryptid Wrestling Federation?
I think so.
CWF?
We'll give it the Grassman's up. We'll give him a couple more minutes to end it.
How do I vote for the Fuckmaster?
Yeah, how do I vote?
I think you got to go on and then you got to do your...
I got to go.
Exclamation mark, and then your vote and then the number.
Which one should I put?
That sounds... Fuckmaster for sure.
What number is that? Fuckmaster. Cryptic Crushathon. Use vote one or vote two, but
again,
who's what?
If you forgot, just in case anyone forgot... That's who you're voting for. The Ohio Grassman or food sponsor. Call now 1-833-703-0424. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, look at it. It's fucking deadlock. Everyone, look, we got the time expired in 4 minutes. We're ending that vote.
It was expected. These two challengers are evenly matched pretty as far as, you know, height and weight are concerned. Like, this is to be expected that it was going to be a close one. You know, they're both fresh out of the amateur cryptid wrestling leagues. And, you know, they're coming up hungry. They want that title. They want to rip that title off of the old Sasquatch's, like, right off his waist.
And honestly, if you were in the woods and you saw these two going at it, first off, it would be like watching two almost exact identical grizzlies going at it. Like, really, they don't have, either one doesn't have much of an advantage over the other. Like, is the Fuchs Monster smell going to be overpowering that the Grassman has to, like, squint or lean back, right? Like, is the Grassman going to toss some boulders as he's coming in? Like, it's going to come down to a thin wire with these two, because
it's going to come down to a cheap shot.
In terms of like strength, they might be evenly matched, but the Grassman is known for its speed and agility.
I'm telling you, how do you counteract the speed and agility? You keep him at bay with your range.
Right. That's why he's got the long
arm. Fuckmaster has the range.
Yeah, like I said, this was going to be a close one. Like, nobody thought this was going to, that anybody was going to walk in here and it was going to be, you know, 30-second KO. No, nobody thought that. Oh. I talked to the experts before the fight.
Right. As we wait for the poll to close, we're bringing on one more caller before the poll is closed.
Selena says, what if the Fuchs Monster has a grass allergy? These are the variables we don't know.
Pop a Zyrtec before the fight.
Yeah, a lot of variables. All right, one last caller. Hello.
How's it going, bro?
Yeah, we're doing good. Woo. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jason, calling from Wisconsin.
Fuck yeah.
Wisconsin.
What's cracking? Got a question, thought, theory, story?
Oh, guys, I've been waiting, but no, I've actually seen a spaceship.
What kind of spaceship?
Cool.
Well, get this, man. I was, I was kind of tripping on shrooms, but...
Nice.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's fun.
So you're seeing clearly.
And
you're focused.
Oh, this was back in the day, like, I don't know, probably like 20 years from now.
20 years from now, in the future.
Oh. Yeah, back in the past.
Oh, backwards.
Back okay, to the future. All right.
Gotcha.
But yeah, dude. It was crazy as hell. Like, back in the day, tripping on shrooms, hanging out with a whole lot of friends, and
we lose him.
Oh my God!
he's back. Finish the story.
Was hanging out with a whole bunch of friends, and Pulaski, Wisconsin.
You have mastered the art of the pregnant pause, sir.
Yeah. Is this George R. R. Martin on the line? Because fuck, he's just dangling cliffhangers.
I'm dangling. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, dude. George R. R. Martin on the line because fuck, he's just dangling. So we were all hanging out and I had a whole bunch of friends that, like, went. The thing is, like, I had a whole bunch of buddies that were going to run over to,
I don't know.
Oh, shit. No, everybody was going to go run over to, like, oh, shit, what is the word for it? Sorry, man.
No, it's all good, man.
No, it's all good.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
Keep it going.
I was so fucking crazy to, like, talk to you guys. I'm like, I can't believe that.
We're just a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. I know so, that.
Keep going, though. Keep but going, though. We want to hear the story. You run into the...
Okay.
Across the...
Don't go fangirl now. Like, you need to face the story.
I was in Pulaski, Wisconsin. Okay,
right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was in Pulaski, Wisconsin. There is one other thing. I'm not going to say it till after, but...
After, okay.
Me and a whole bunch of buddies were hanging out, and this was like, what is it? Maybe like 1998, and a whole bunch of friends were tripping.
We're in 1998 now.
And I'm not sitting at home, but...
You're going across somewhere.
Came and hang out. And two or three friends hung out with me. And next thing I know, I had a whole bunch of other buddies that were sitting around, hanging out, and we were all supposed to go hang out at, what is the word?
The mall? The quarry? The fire department, fire station.
Where were you hanging out?
Park.
Where were we?
7-Eleven.
No, we were supposed to go hang out at
football stadium.
Oh, my fucking
hey,
bar.
I want to interject here. I want to interject. I just want to ask one question. One question.
Yeah.
What did you see?
What'd you see?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, what was it?
Oh.
That was my question.
I actually seen, I don't know if it was the spaceship, but I seen a bright light, like, go straight up. And then there was a red light that was going around the bright light. And then yeah, the bright light went around the bright light and dude, it just took off. It was crazy as fuck, dude.
So wait. You started the call with saying you've seen a spaceship, no, but now we've seen a, now we're on to where you've seen a bright light.
Because I've never been able to what is the word? I've never been able to like actually explain it, and it's been driving me nuts.
No, that makes sense.
It makes,
I
yeah.
swear it's,
that adds up. We lose him?
Is that it?
I'm not sure.
Awesome. I have to be more dramatic.
It's
a big pause.
Goddamn, the finale. The greatest call. That was up there with the Mein Kampf call.
I'm leaving this one in the show.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was.
It was started. I don't know. That was. I don't know. That was the greatest story I've ever heard. I don't know how many times I got back to. They were right there with his buddies.
I want to know where everybody was going. Where were they going?
They were
to
running.
Go?
They were hanging out. They were staying.
Where? No, listen, they were going there. They were going to go hang out somewhere.
If that was the best. If that was the best story you've ever heard on Cosmic Channel, just fill the live chat with applause because that was by far 10-10. I can't believe we ever stopped doing Cosmic Channels because of with that call. If we would have had more top quality calls like that.
We would have kept the show going.
Well, we're going to be dissecting that call for years. That's our Art Bell call.
Will we
call.
Ever find out where they were going that to hang out? I don't know.
That call was some type of audio cipher.
Yeah.
You have to listen. Right. That's full of code.
People are going to be checking in that and they'll be like, man, that one guy who called ATT live, hey, where was he? His friends. They're running.
Somewhere
and then,
in Wisconsin.
Then
they're
in
Pulaski, Wisconsin. We know that.
I mean, there you go, man. I didn't even catch his name, which is a goddamn shame because the
travesty
is blowing up with daps and claps. Round of applause for him.
Got a call.
What is?
What the fuck?
I didn't have the line muted on my phone.
Hello. Oh, no, isn't that awesome?
He's back.
Is he back?
Yeah, finish the goddamn story before.
Yeah, is that a really big pause?
Is that on purpose,
dude? For real? Yeah.
That was great.
Dude, I'm still here. Really?
All right. So you see this light.
You see some buddies.
Lights going straight up, circular red lights.
Oh, no. It was a bright white light.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a bright white light.
And then there was another light that went around it. Is that what you said? That another light came in and like went around that bright white light and then it went straight up?
There was a red light that was circling around it.
Okay.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And I was at my house. Well,
but where were you? But where the chat needs to know. I got to interject. I got to ask the hard questions because the chat wants to know. But where were you going? You were running at the start. You were running across. Where were you going? We need to know.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't going anywhere. I was walking back to my house.
From where?
I was actually supposed to be meeting my friends at Well, I'm sorry. It's hard to tell because.
Are you not allowed to tell? Are you not allowed? Is that the reason? You're not allowed to tell, right?
No, I was in good old T-Town Pulaski.
Wait, so where was this?
Pulaski, Wisconsin.
Pulaski, Wisconsin, okay. Bro.
Yeah.
And then you were supposed to meet up with people, with your buddies, where?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's what we're trying to find out. Where?
I'm glad we figured that out.
Oh, dude, where? No. This is ridiculous because I had no idea that this shit was going to happen.
Me either. I had no idea when I started today that this is how it was going to end.
Oh, dude, God. Fucking this is ridiculous. But yeah, anyways, so I've seen that shit. And my homie back in the day, like, hey, don't leave me. Oh, holy shit. Dude, chill with me. I'm like, whatever, dude, man.
Dude, man, whatever, dude, man.
Oh, dude, it was crazy, man. It was ridiculous because I seen this shit from my house. Like, I swear to God, like, 5 minutes later, I had a whole bunch of my friends that I was supposed to meet up with at
back to the friends.
The high school. And they didn't meet me there because they seen this fucking spaceship go straight up in the sky.
Back to spaceship.
Yeah. And so they were at the school, like the high school.
Oh no, like not the high school. I went towards the high school, but yeah.
Chat, I'm telling you, someone in the chat needs to be drawing this. I need a map of which way this guy was going.
I need a short story.
Diagrammed all out.
I need a short novel on this.
Where in relation to the school did you see the object?
Like, it's really kind of weird because in relation to the school, like my house was probably, I don't know, maybe 100, 200 yards away. But that's I was looking towards what is it? The park. And I was supposed to meet my friends at the football field that's behind the high school. And the weird part is my friends, I didn't meet them. All of a sudden, all I seen was this huge, bright, bright, bright white light just go straight up. And then there was a red light that wasn't flashing.
Came out of the other light.
But it was
a
bright white light with a red light that just kept circling around it. Mm.
Yeah. Now, and I've got another question just thinking in my head. I don't mean to interrupt, but I this is coming to my question. I'm just trying to lay out the land here. So the school is about 100 to 200 meters from your house. You were going to meet your friends at the school. They were at the school already. You were headed there and got turned around. So how far in that 1 to 200 yards did you make it before you turned around back to your house?
Oh, no. I was closer to my house.
So like 50 yards?
No, that's the weird part. Like I was heading back to my house and then I just happened to turn around when I got to my driveway. And when I turned around, that's when I seen this.
Then what happened? What happened next after you see this?
Is he gone?
Is he gone again?
He's gone. He's approaching hang up territory anyway.
The chat said, oh, okay. Selena said, eye floater. That's a leading theory.
Dude, eye floater was leading theory. That is
one of the most insane stories we've ever heard on Cosmic Channels.
That's top.
Yeah.
Unhinged? Yes.
We still don't know what he saw. Was it a ship, a light? A light within a light, a light spaceship? Around a light, a ship with a light.
All of the above.
At one point, he said all he was running to meet his friends, right? And then he turned around.
At one point, he's running to meet his friends, and his friends had a lot of other buddies around, too.
100 to 200 yards is not far. Two football fields?
Shorts. You can run that.
Yeah, I feel like you'd see your friends. Maybe they're on the backside of school. We're just never going to know.
A lot of variables in that.
Oh, yeah.
The poll has ended. It's going to come up to us, boys. It's a draw.
Oh, the fuck monster for sure. Slays him.
Yeah, it has to be the fuck monster.
Dan?
It's got my vote.
What do you think?
I think it all came down to the fact that the Grassman has a signature move. The Grassman slam. That's it. Came in. And that's the finishing move that put the nail in the coffin for the fuck monster. Falk monster. Fucks monster.
Fuck master.
So Grassman, Ohio Grassman, moving on. The fuck monster, fuck master, he's out.
That's two. Are you voting?
I get to decide.
Grassman.
No, fuck that.
You're going Grassman?
Fuck master. He's got a way cooler name. Look at this. Look at the picture difference.
Oh yeah, fuck master for sure.
Fuck master is tearing Ohio Grassman to pieces. That's three votes to one. Fuckmaster's moving on, tears the Grassman to shreds.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. Well, it was actually unbelievably close. Came down to the judges' scorecard.
Yes.
it was razor thin, actually.
Split decision.
In 1,000 probabilities, he won just by one.
Yeah. The Fuchs monster is moving on. We're going to start eliminating cryptids to figure out whose alien theorizing's cryptid champion. So
we have to go back. So I know Sasquatch won the last one, but there was someone who won the first one, wasn't there?
Yeah, but those were one-offs. Those were tournaments, right? Now it's getting bigger, right?
Now we're
so those
now we're now expanded. To the worldwide stage. Triple Crush-a-thon Federation, the CCF.
Yeah. Now it's moving on.
Of which we are commissioners.
Is it around? All.
Well, there's the IBF, there's the WBC. Like, we got lots of belts.
Are we going with a round of 16, or we got a 32, or what do we got?
It might be 64. We don't know. The bracket
Could keep expanding indefinitely, is what you're saying.
The Randomatron didn't print it out for me, so it just said this is the start.
The cryptids are crawling out of everywhere. They're coming out of the swamps. They're coming out of the woods. They're coming out of the mountains. They're coming everywhere. It's like the roster's getting bigger every day.
It's true.
And listen, before we end this thing, if you want to support the show, there's a bunch of ways you can support the show. You can tip us on the live streams. You can go to alientheorist.com, the support tab. That way you get access to all our bonus stuff. You want a shirt? Go buy some shirts. $50 a month. Sign up 1 month. We send you a shirt. So there's tons of ways to support the show. It keeps the lights on at all the various studios, and as you can see by Andrew's
studios around the world,
we drop any more money, he's going to be recording in the alley. So help keep the show alive. We're like Wikipedia. We need your help. So head to alientheorist.com, support tab.
Oh, yeah.
And the next ATT Live is going to be June 11th. We're going to be back at it doing space news. We might have some other segments on the go. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a one-star reviewer, some nerds talks. We don't know. We'll see what the Randomatron fires up for us. Anything else before we leave?
That's it.
And if you got a band of the week, you want to be a... We didn't get any submissions this week. You want your song to play at the end of the podcast version of this episode, send it to alientheorists@gmail.com. It's got, Zell, what are the rules?
Number one, you got to send it. Yeah. Number two, you probably have to be a broke band, not signed by anyone. That's it. And you just keep sending it every week. Just keep on sending it. Because if you don't make the one, I don't go back and look at them again. I need them on the week.
Chase B just donated through the super chat. Cheers. Cheers, buddy. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Chase.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.